Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am Onalu Tini with the evening news. First, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says potential of India's youth will soon make India a developed nation. Indian Space Research Organization successfully brings satellites to 3-meter range under SpaceX. Industries and Commerce Department, Nagaland, set to organize awareness mela across the districts for the PM Vishwakarma scheme. And External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar to represent India at Donald Trump's swearing-in as US President. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the strength of youth will soon make India a developed nation. Speaking on the occasion of the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 at Bharat Mandapan in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said, India's Yuva Shakti is driving remarkable transformations. He said his fate lies in the new generation and the young generation will find solutions to all problems. Prime Minister Modi said achieving ambitious goals requires the active participation and collective effort of every citizen of the nation. He highlighted that India is accomplishing its goals in numerous sectors ahead of time.
Duniya ki kitni hi badi companies, usko Bharat ke yuva hi chala rahe hain. Bharatiya yuvaon ke samarthya ki puri duniya murid hai. हमारे सामने 25 साल का गोल्डन पीरियड है, अमृत काल है और मैं पूरी तरह से आत्मविश्वास से भरा हूँ. भारत की युवा शक्ति विकसित भारत का सपना जरूर साकार करेगी. सिर्फ 10 साल में आप युवाओं ने भारत को स्टार्टअप की दुनिया में टॉप 3 देशों में ला करके खड़ा कर दिया. 20-10 साल में आप युवाओं ने भारत को मैन्युफैक्चरिंग में इतना आगे पहुंचा दिया. सिर्फ 10 साल में आप युवाओं ने डिजिटल इंडिया का परचम पूरी दुनिया में लहरा दिया.
Prime Minister Modi said a developed India will be one that is empowered economically, strategically, socially and culturally. He said in the past decade 25 crore people have been lifted out of poverty.
विश्वास कहता है भारत की युवा शक्ति का सामर्थ्य भारत को जल्द से जल्द विकसित राष्ट्र बनाएगा. साथियों, आंकड़ों का जो जोड़ भाग करते रहते हैं उनको लगता होगा ये सब बहुत मुश्किल है, लेकिन मेरी आत्मा कहती है, आप सबके भरोसे से कहती है कि लक्ष्य बड़ा जरूर है लेकिन असंभव नहीं है.
The 3-day Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue, which began on Friday, provided a unique platform for youth to present innovative solutions for Viksit Bharat. During the event, Mr. Modi engaged with 3,000 dynamic young leaders from across the country. The Viksit Bharat Dialogue offered young leaders an opportunity to engage directly with policymakers and national and global icons while contributing their ideas for shaping the nation's future. The Indian Space Research Organization has achieved a significant progress in stabilizing its 2 satellites under SpaceX program before docking. It succeeded in bringing Chaser and Target satellites at 3 meters distance before moving them back to safer distance. ISRO has shared photographs taken by onboard cameras in the satellites. The Indian Space Agency has tweeted that the docking process will be done only after analyzing the data. All the sensors developed by ISRO for this mission have to be fully calibrated and tested before docking experiments. The satellites are moved back and forth before the handshake happens after a complex maneuver. After docking, both the satellites will be controlled as a single spacecraft. Electrical power will be transferred from one satellite to another to check if the docking is successful. Thereafter, both the satellites will be undocked to function independently. India will be the 4th country to achieve this feat after the USA, Russia and China. If the indigenous Bharatiya docking system developed by ISRO is successful, it will propel ISRO to work on its proposed Bharatiya Antariksh Station and accomplish Chandrayaan 4 mission when the Indian spacecraft will land on Moon and come back carrying lunar particles. Department of Industries and Commerce, Nagaland, under the directive of the Ministry of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, MSME, is organizing awareness mela across the districts for the PM Vishwakarma scheme. The department is inviting artisans to participate in the event where they can register for the PM Vishwakarma scheme free of cost and learn about the scheme's benefits. The first mela will take place on January 15 at Hotel Saramati, Dimapur. This scheme is designed to support traditional artisans and craftspeople by providing formal recognition, skill training and financial assistance. Key benefits of the scheme include recognition through PM Vishwakarma certificates and ID cards, skill upgradation training with stipends, a toolkit incentive of 15,000 rupees, and collateral free loans of up to 3 lakh at a concessional interest rate of 5%. Additionally, the scheme offers incentives for digital transactions and marketing support, including branding, quality certification, and market linkages to enhance artisans' reach. All artisans, village council chairpersons, and the public have been encouraged to attend the Mela and take advantage of this opportunity to preserve traditional skills, empower rural artisans, and promote economic development. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will represent the Government of India at the swearing-in ceremony of President-elect Donald Trump as the 47th President of the United States of America. Mr. Trump will be sworn in as President of the United States on the 20th of this month. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will also hold meetings with representatives of the incoming administration and other dignitaries attending the event. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo has extended Puang Lum greetings to the Chang community. Mr. Ryo, in a social media post, said this festival is a time to renew old bonds and friendships while celebrating the shared values of love, unity and respect. The Chief Minister expressed hope that the festival will bring peace and progress to all. Meanwhile, in a separate post, Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo has extended his warm greetings to the Mek Kachari community on the occasion of Ai Sagi Festival. The Chief Minister said that this joyful post-harvest festival of Ai Sagi is a time to express gratitude to the Almighty for a bountiful harvest. Mr. Ryo hoped that the celebrations will foster unity, bring happiness and prosperity to all. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tributes to Swami Vivekananda on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, the President said that Swami Vivekananda took the great spiritual message of the country to the Western world and infused a new self-confidence among the people of India. She further asserted that Swami Vivekananda inspired the youth to unleash their potential, work towards nation-building and serve humanity. President Murmu wished for the legacy of Swami Vivekananda to continue and inspire countless people around the world. Paying homage to Swami Vivekananda on his Jayanti, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Vivekananda is an eternal inspiration for youth and continues to ignite passion and purpose in young minds. The Prime Minister said that the government is committed to fulfilling Vivekananda's vision of a strong and developed India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 12-kilometer-long Sona Marg Tunnel project in Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow. The 2,700 crore rupees tunnel will provide all-weather connectivity between Srinagar and Sona Marg en route to Leh. This enhanced connectivity will boost defense logistics, drive economic growth, and promote socio-cultural integration across Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. During the visit, the Prime Minister will also meet the construction workers and acknowledge their contribution to this engineering feat. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says potential of India's youth will soon make India a developed nation. Indian Space Research Organization successfully brings satellites to 3-meter range under SpaceX. Industries and Commerce Department, Nagaland, set to organize awareness mela across the districts for the PM Vishwakarma scheme. And External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar to represent India at Donald Trump's swearing-in as US President. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.